you today. My scripture reading is taken in Matthew 6 and starting with the 25th verse. For this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow nor reap nor gather under barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat? Or what will we drink? Or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day, this precious Sabbath day, this first day of unleavened bread. And Heavenly Father, we know that part of the symbolism and part of the implications are that we constantly are aware that we must recognize sin in our life. And when we recognize it, take steps to remove it and to keep it far from us again. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious day. Each one that's here, we ask, Lord, that you be with the ones that could not be here today. And Heavenly Father, bless all those that hear this message and hear this reading from your inspired word. Let it be helpful to them as you would have. And in Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. And my message to you today is entitled, Do Not Worry. Do not worry. And I would like to start off with a pre-thought. And I would like to read the following. And I'll make a little bit of an explanation as we go along. And I'm reading from an article that was one that was part of one of the Sabbath letters or little sometimes monthly magazines that has been done through the years. And this particular reading has its roots and origination, I would say, in the neighborhood of, I would say, close to 70 years ago. And so I'd like to read this article. The following story is by Sister Mildred Ball of Dyersburg, Tennessee. Her story relates an experience that illustrates rather vividly what Jesus said in Matthew 6, 31 through 33. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And this particular article actually had the heading of What God Has Done. But I've entitled the message to you today with this as part of it, as Do Not Worry. And so we continue with the article. And for the ones that may hear this message and may not be aware of it or know, this article by Mildred Ball is the founder of this church, Christian Sabbath Assembly, and she is my mother. Very soon after the death of my young husband of 29, death due to leukemia, I was left with four wonderful children, ages 1 through 7, to rear. As our baby son was not yet 2 years old, the oldest twin boys were 7, and the daughter was 5. All were too young for me to leave at home. Since I preferred to rear my own children and to teach them to love and to know God, I did not want to leave them with other people. As a result, I did not work outside the home. Many times we were in dire need, as our small Social Security check didn't go far. I soon learned where to take my needs and all my cares. Many times, God sent miracles our way by means of His own choosing, whether it be by His own hand or that of a chosen child of His. At this particular time, the twins were needing shoes. It was very cold, and as I had no money for shoes or repairs, we asked God for divine help. In the meantime, I put cardboard in the soles of their shoes each morning before they walked to school. When Sabbath came, we had our usual worship service and noon meal. After the meal, the twins came to me and asked about the shoes, and then requested to walk over to their grandmother's place to enlist her help in praying for new shoes. And I'd like to add to this article that grandmother's house was about 3 blocks away, 3 city blocks away from where this present church is. She did pray with the boys for their request and then told the twins they would soon have new shoes. And while the twins were gone to their grandmother's, a lady visited me, leaving more than enough money for four pairs of new shoes. This kind lady was a representative of a ladies' group that was interested in assisting those deserving help. We will never forget that Sabbath night, the joy of those twins had walking to town and coming home wearing brand new shoes. God did work a miracle that day. I do not know the exact track that this particular article was in. I just happened to run across it and become aware of it recently. But I thought that it was a real good thing to read from the person that means so much to us and the one that founded this church. And the thought that I want you to take with you today is review those things in your mind of what God has done. What's done, what God has done in your life. This is the season of deliverance. This is Passover season with all of its symbology and implications. God delivered people in the past, and He delivered His nation and His people at this time in that particular year, and He will deliver you and us. So I would say to you, do not worry about tomorrow. Do what you know is right. Keep the commandments of God. Do not let others judge you in your holy days or in your Sabbath days or in your eating or your drinking, your beliefs of clean and unclean. God's Word says, don't let others judge you in these things. Do not worry. I would like to ask if you would stand with me right now. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for this blessed Sabbath. Thank You for each one that's here today. The ones that were here and had to leave. And Heavenly Father, we know, and You know, that they would have loved to be here for the entirety of this service. But Heavenly Father, we thank You for these words that You brought. And we thank You for the things that You have placed on our heart as a result of hearing these words from Your inspired Word. And from these words that were written by the founder of this church. And Heavenly Father, in Yeshua's name, we thank You for all these things. And amen. We want to read the blessing together. So let's read this. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen.